This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Yesterday, Puerto Rico missed another major bond payment on its $70 billion of debt, but managed to get a 30-day extension to reach some kind of agreement and avoid default for now. About 3.5 million people live on the island, meaning that the government owes about $20,000 per person, where the average annual income in the territory of Puerto Rico is $19,000. That's a tough situation. Angie Militore is co-founder of Seriously Creative, a creative problem-solving firm in Puerto Rico. How are you handling all of this, Angie Mill?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Pretty good creative problem-solving. It sounds like we could use some creative problem-solving in the financial sector, but that's not exactly your business.
It can be.
So you're waiting for the call.
I do a little bit of everything. Everybody has problems at some point, so it's a good skill to have.
You know, I've spoken with a lot of business owners in Puerto Rico, and many of them have completely changed their business as the financial reality has changed, gone from retail to graphic design. Has that been your story as well?
I think that's a new reality. Change is the only constant we have right now. We can't be too comfortable anywhere in any industry right now. Seeing the future before it actually gets here, that's the key to true success.
And who are your customers?
We started with about 2 clients about 8 years ago, and we have 160 clients in every industry, from manufacturing to pharmaceutical to banks to schools to beauty to Adidas to anybody who has problems. We can help them solve them.
And are people saying right now, just get me through this mess and then we'll worry about other aspects of my business? Or are you able to just pretty much go about what you were doing before and let this huge financial hurricane blow over?
It's good that you use the whole metaphor of the hurricane, because this is a hurricane we've seen coming for a while. I mean, I've always said that I prefer hurricanes to having, you know, an earthquake all of a sudden. We've had time to prepare. Actually, just today, I saw something roaming around the social media, which is a paper from 2012 saying that we would have until 2015 to figure this out. So I think we've had time to prepare. I think there's 2 types of people: the people who panic and go and buy everything out of the supermarket, and there's people who were, you know, who just, you know, know that this is part of, you know, change, and you know, we're ready, and we just want the certainty of knowing what's coming next, so that we can then make a plan and move forward.
And I was talking with somebody who represents and works with bondholders yesterday, and she was saying that the haircuts are starting, that the weak debt is already being drawn down, and there's an expectation that it's going to work its way through the line. And what that is going to mean is that the whole regime for lending in Puerto Rico is going to go away, and there will be a liquidity crisis for a period of time, but then something new is going to replace it, and everything will be fine. That sounded pretty hopeful to me. Is that how you're feeling?
I think that part of the uncertainty is what's killing us right now. I mean, there's all ways of moving forward, but right now we don't know. We need some kind of clarity. I think it's that moment where we're ready to know what's going to happen and get ready for some post-traumatic growth. I think that there definitely is hope after a crisis, just like after a hurricane, you know, things bloom. So I just, you know, we're just ready for some closure. Let us know what's going to happen so we can move forward. And entrepreneurship is key. All these people who are fighting for the country, who are starting businesses at a time like this, is a green flag, I would say, that, you know, we're ready. We want this to work out.
What about government workers who some say are standing in the way of progress?
No one should be in a comfort zone. My grandmother used to be a librarian. I remember, I mean, I used to love to go to the library, that old smell of books, and you didn't have Google and you'd have to put the hard work into looking through the cards. And I mean, Amazon came on and ebooks, and, you know, there's no longer, you know, that type of industry. So everybody has to be ready for change. Right now, we do have a problem of a robust government, and government workers have been warned for the longest time, for over a decade, that things have to change and that, you know, it's just not affordable. And at this point, I think they've had enough time to redesign. So it's, again, it's that type of people, you know, that the hurricane is coming. What are you going to do? If at this point you haven't figured it out, I think, you know, you're running out of time.
Angie Militore is co-founder of Seriously Creative, a creative problem-solving firm with hundreds of clients in Puerto Rico, helping businesses improve through all kinds of consulting. Angie Mill, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.